online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Johnson. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, yeah! Here we are, back again. Another after show recap for How to Get Away with Murder, Episode 5, Freaking Whack-A-Mole. Love it. I had to say it.
Well said.
I'm glad to be back. I miss you guys a little bit. I'm Steph Z. Tonight on the panel, we got...
Hey, guys. Jillian Love.
Hey, everyone. I'm Utopia Black Girl Stacy Guy.
Yeah!
Hey, filling out the minority side of things, JB Zimmerman.
Yes, we're keeping it real here, keeping it real.
We always have to.
Oh my god, let's get into this episode. Holy bleepity bleep!
There were so many moments.
Tears, laughter, just a lot going on.
Oh my god, I love this show so much. Yeah. I like a lot of full circle for me is happening. Like, we start out this episode with Asher, and I don't know about you guys, but all I could think of with Asher putting on, like, the eye makeup and doing the dollars was, like, Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football. And I was like, what are you trying to do? Ooh. Did no one else saw that?
I just saw him. Douchebag.
His character is definitely a tool. But, I mean, it was fun to have, a laughable episode when so much, like, serious stuff is happening, too. At the same time, it was very intense on all fronts.
Yeah.
It was nice to see sort of the different side of him. I know that the actor, Matt McGorry, he tweeted out or Instagrammed out earlier this week that we were going to find a little bit more about Asher's backstory. And not only do we get more of the signature douchiness that we love, but we've seen him on different levels.
Yeah.
We've seen him emotional. Right. You know, now we have a deeper connection with the character, finally. And we get even more about where he was when the murder took place. So.
You know what's kind of funny, though? I feel like even though we're getting a deeper, dig deeper into who he is, why he is the way he is, I still don't think any of us like him.
See, that's the thing. I found myself feeling bad for him this episode.
Oh, did you?
I definitely did. I mean, I'm not going to say I like him. That's too much. But I definitely felt bad. I mean, when you have a douchey daddy and you're a douche too, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Daddy issues.
Yeah. Who wants to find out they have daddy issues? Not cool.
I definitely like him more this episode than previous ones. I mean,
Is it because you feel bad?
A little bit, but also that he proved he wasn't just like a spoiled rich kid. You know, he did actually do the work. He read all of his dad's journals. He was very moral when that conversation came up. Mm-hmm. Like, he really stood up to his dad and, when his whole ideal about him was broken.
No, I definitely agree with you. It took a lot of balls for him to do that. And I feel like at this point in time, he's questioning what he's been told, which maybe we'll see his character develop more into changing and being more of an upfront guy. Because, like you're saying, what he said is you've never lied. And, I really like how he was like, I've read all of your journals for 30 years and there's only one missing, which also shows that he didn't want to be a lawyer just because, he wanted to be in it, but he was willing to do the work.
Yeah. I also think that we've seen some really smart moments with him this episode. I know he's sort of seen as kind of the dope in all the previous episodes, I mean, like, he's showing his savvy not only with being the eventual, solver of the case with the apartment complex, but he's savvy enough to sit down with Annalise and say, I have two conditions.
They all are doing that these days.
And you know what? So. It's like all about wheeling and dealing. And I have to say, that's a part of the game that they want to be in. So good for him.
But then that just goes totally against him seeing his dad and saying he didn't want to be a liar. And his dad told him not to lie.
But it's not the same, though. Because your dad allows someone to commit perjury during a case that affects someone's life.
You're blackmailing somebody now.
True. But the truth is he won the trophy. Who does that hurt? No one cares. And the other thing was protecting his dad. Even though I didn't understand why he did that, I appreciate that he still cared at the end. That wasn't as bad as what his dad did, I think.
No. It definitely wasn't as bad as what his dad did, but it also, it's like, when you accuse somebody of doing something and you do something else, you know what I mean? It's like, so which is worse? Again, honestly, he could have, I would have actually liked to see him go against his father. Mm-hmm. And I would have actually liked to see him be like, I want you to make my dad an example.
I think he did that somewhat by going to Annalise and being like, this is what happened. I'm going to, like, release all this info. Like, he didn't incriminate his dad because it's still family. It's still someone he loves.
Right.
But now his dad knows.
Yeah, and it definitely can trickle back to his dad. Right. I mean, the connection is laid out for the investigation to go there.
Mm-hmm. Right, and it was kind of interesting to see what the dad said to him, his reaction. His reaction was kind of just like, you piece of crap, don't even do it, get out of my house.
Well, I think he's the type of dad that likes to be on top, likes to be the winner. So when your son, you know, finally brings you down a couple notches, I don't think that's easy for anyone. But just like you said, you'd like to see them go at it. I would have loved to see them go at it at a dance-off.
Yeah.
Oh, I just think, how funny would that be? Like, how funny would that be? I'm just putting it out there. Anyway.
I don't know. I think the dancing, I agree with you, would be funny. Asher's dancing in the beginning. Like, he had, and amazing. I can't believe we find out at the end who he's waiting for. Ooh. Oh, my God.
I did not see that coming.
I did not see that coming. To what she said. Maybe he has a little swag that we just were not sure about. No,
well, I didn't see it coming. Actually, we got a tweet tonight from Kathleen Trask, who said, this was before we had started watching, so it was kind of crazy. And we love that you guys give your comments and theories on YouTube and rate us. It's super awesome. Participation, but she said perhaps Bonnie is a lesbian and in love with Annalise and not her husband. Mm. Which in the beginning of this episode we were kind of like, maybe this girl's right.
This is the thing, like, it ruined my prediction. I was gonna be like, what that Bonnie again? Like, we don't find anything else about her except that she would do anything for Annalise. And you know, after the interaction that we saw with her and Sam tonight, with Bonnie and Sam, you know, I sort of maybe am redacting my theory that they have once hooked up. Sorry to get legal with y'all.
I agree. Well, and because she says that, she says to Sam that she would do anything for Annalise. Mm-hmm. Like, she, like, we all thought,
it's Annalise, not for you,
I think,
it's
yeah,
for
Annalise
her.
Was thinking that Bonnie was on Sam's side, mm-hmm. but she's actually on Bonnie's side. I mean, Bonnie's actually on Annalise's side. Oh, my God, it's so.
I still feel like there's got to be more with that. She's not.
There's got to be more.
Come on, she's always standing at the door, at the kitchen, at the. You know, it's too weird for her to just be on one of their. You know.
But also, can we talk about the fact that this episode, she criticized Laurel for kissing Frank, yet she is. Banging
student
one
Asher.
Of the five
like,
at the
nasty.
End of the episode. Like, what is that about?
Nasty.
I don't know. Maybe she. I don't know.
I mean, maybe she's doing it for Annalise. We never know. You know, get your bang
on
for
my
boss.
I mean, or maybe she likes Frank.
Well, it was kind of it was suspect when Annalise.
She just likes everybody.
So when Annalise
called her.
When Annalise called her at the end of the episode, she said, "Are you with him? Are you with him?" Mm-hmm. And it was late at night, right? It was like
it was late at night.
Early morning, you know, whatever. They're still laying in bed. So,
and it was clear that that's the moment that they find out that Sam is dead, or she finds
out. Well,
they lead us. They're leading us there. We don't know that yet.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. Can't
wait. Well, yeah, at that point, I don't think Annalise knows he's dead, because why would she call and be like, are you
with
him?
Right,
right. She said something bad has happened.
Yeah.
She just felt, I mean, maybe the house was too perfect. It was too clean.
Maybe
there
was blood dragged across the floor.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but I didn't see any, and I feel like they'd be so stupid. If
but it's like they stopped right at, they like just panned enough. Like, they didn't pan the whole room to leave us to be like, what's going on?
The reason for that wide shot was because they wanted to show that the rug was missing. That he was laying on. They wrapped him up in the rug.
Oh, that's why.
I was
thinking about the blood, and I was like,
yeah, I was
see
looking
anything.
For the blood, and I'm like, oh,
but
they cleaned it.
No, as soon as they did the wide shot and I didn't see blood, I was like, oh, it's because they wrapped him in the rug, and obviously, you know, they don't have time to replace it. They need to get rid of the body.
So she knows something.
Yeah.
She knows something. Ooh, I love it.
So
love
now
it.
We know that Annalise had nothing to do with it, which makes me
happy.
Well, we don't know that.
Okay.
She could very easily just be calling Bonnie, because she knows that if she calls Bonnie and gets her, like, makes that phone call to Bonnie, like, let's put our stuff aside. Are you with him right now? Then Bonnie's going to feel bad for her. Oh, she's smarter than that.
But you know Bonnie would do anything. I really think it wouldn't matter. I feel like if she did kill her, she could be like, look, this is what I did. You don't think
but
so?
I don't think she would. I don't think she shows her cards like that to anyone.
I get, okay, you're probably right with that. Yeah,
Real quick, let's talk about the case for a minute. I mean, I know we always just talk crazy predictions and it's
right,
so fun.
Right.
But let's just go through this case real quick with David Allen, and that leads us to this Asher thing. And it's kind of funny how, you know, the case with Rebecca, Wes is playing into. Now this case, Asher's playing into. So we're kind of figuring out maybe why these five were maybe pre-picked.
Oh, nice. I like that.
Well, we also have to remember that last week, Frank had a connection to the main character. He was from the same, he grew
Julian.
Up, yeah, the guy that was on our show, Julian
yeah.
who ended up, you know, killing his father and got off scot-free. Mm. He had a connection with him because they were from the same community. So are they the only people that are connected? So we have Asher and the dad on this case.
Yeah.
We have Wes
and
Sam and Rebecca connected on this case. Mm-hmm. Were there any other connections in any of the other cases?
I don't think so yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
What about, what's the player's name? I can't remember his
Griffin?
Name. Griffin? No. The guy who, like, sleeps with everybody to get the information.
Connor.
Yeah. Does Connor, wasn't he kind of linked to the guy who ended up?
Yeah, but yeah, he was linked there the just to,
right.
They didn't
okay.
have a previous deeper connection.
Right.
They had just a connection in order for Connor to get information.
A permanent connect. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, they connected.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they connected.
Anyway, we should watch out for that because maybe those connections are going to mean something
for
at
sure.
a later time, you know, that
well,
she chooses these cases.
They said it. Now we know why you've picked. Now we know why you're in the crew, Asher.
Mm. Yeah, but at the same time, like the way that Asher or the way that Annalise revealed this Art Truco character,
mm-hmm.
She didn't mention anything about Asher's dad. So the team doesn't know that Asher's dad is their true connection. That she just thinks that her and, you know, they think that her and Bonnie came up with this Art Truco guy because she just pulls up the headshot.
Right, but she does say, I think, she says to Asher, she says, wouldn't be the first person disappointed by your father.
Yeah.
So there's some history there. Mm. She does say that about him.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, to me, that was sort of a global statement of, you're, like, that's such a common thing.
Yeah.
Like, get over it. A lot of people are disappointed by
their to me, that felt more, like, direct. It felt more...
I don't
loaded.
Know because
really that.
I could be wrong. It felt a little loaded.
He said, "Don't bring my dad into it."
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I really thought, like, when she was announcing it to everyone, and she just pulled up the headshot, it was very direct. It was, "This is who we're attacking. This is the goal. We need to find
right,
this person."
Back information.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. And they sort of dropped, you know,
yeah.
they dropped Judge Millstone altogether mm-hmm. after that.
Yeah, which is crazy. I mean, that case, the David Allen case, it's like the guy's been in jail for 21 years.
Yeah. Tears already. Before
and he
started.
On death row
mm-hmm.
just to learn like 2 weeks before you're supposed to, like, could you imagine being in jail for 21 years 2 weeks before you're supposed to be executed and then finally figuring out that you didn't do it?
Oh,
I
God.
Might not be as collected as he was in that courtroom.
I know.
I might throw something.
Very calm, very sane.
I might throw a pencil.
I don't think pen, couple
something.
Bombs, a couple fingers up. I just wow, I feel like we shared a beautiful moment.
We okay,
all crying.
Stacey and I had full body chills.
No,
there was
like
the hair on my arms and the back of my neck were standing up.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
It was just everything about it. Even like all the jargon that the judge used before he finally told us what was going on. Because I was like, can you get to it?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I'm like unreal, you know. But I love it because he kind of led us. He was like, okay, you were inappropriate as the lawyer. Okay, also this happened. Okay, also this happened. Also your boy's acquitted. It's like.
What?
Oh my God. Like,
yeah.
I just, that was absolutely amazing. And you're right. A couple pencils could have been thrown, but why not just leave and go have that beautiful dinner?
I mean, sure. I'm just saying, a lot of people I think would be pissed. And even
sure.
before we get to that judge statement, holy crap, Annalise's delivery of that when the senator was
yeah.
on the stand. I love her.
Do cue cards
like,
even exist for this woman?
You.
I'm serious. Cue cards, do they not exist for her? Like, she went in on those lines. Oh my goodness.
She's amazing. She's
yeah.
got to win awards. Guarantee she went
I hope
yeah.
so. At least I hope she's nominated. I mean, this case especially
yes.
was just so moving
yes.
for many reasons.
Yeah,
and it was their first, what did she say? Their first appeal case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she, this is the reason why she got into law.
Yeah.
Which she saved that guy's life. I mean, that's a she did. Like, that's the biggest win you could possibly have.
But it was also, I feel like they dropped the seed when, exactly what you were saying, Jillian, when they said that this is the reason she got into law, because she realized that the truth doesn't always win. Mm-hmm. And you can, you know, manipulate the truth. And now she knows. And maybe that stuck with her and why, I mean, every situation we are into, she's manipulating. Mm-hmm. She's one step ahead of everybody. Yeah. Well, except Nate.
But, I mean, look what happened in this case. It's like...
She does get cut off more than that, though. I mean, Wes caught her off guard when he came to her house. Mm-hmm. And she was... I mean, that was sort of a extreme
moment.
But
she fixes it.
She does. She does.
Fixes
I mean,
it, but she had no... I mean, he had her by, the like, both legs, two arms, and her nose. Like, he had her. He told her, you have one shot to get her back. You don't... I'm exposing you.
Right, but she doesn't...
I mean, she had to commit like serious crimes. Mm-hmm.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She can always figure it out, though. She's one step. She's like, if this needs to happen, I got this person to do this.
Well, yeah, I mean, she'll find a way. Yeah. She was definitely
sometimes
not
her ways just aren't the way she started. I think that's what you're trying to say. Right. Like, she gets a little, not a little, she's a lot illegal a lot of the time. But we get the point. It's always for the overall good, it seems.
Yeah.
So
she is awesome.
I think, you know, another point to bring up is she's sort of like all about the hard evidence, but the case ended up being sort of, you know, he ended up becoming free because of circumstantial evidence on both ends.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's kind of weird to see for the first time that she won without presenting like really hard facts. You know, they're going to obviously investigate the woman and Art, and, you know, this guy gets off. And I just thought it was especially nice because she didn't have anything really concrete, and it sort of just canceled. I mean, the justice system is so weird.
It is. Yeah.
There are so many things that we don't understand about it, and at least this show is kind of a little, you know, it's a little lesson. Like, we learned about habeas corpus this episode.
Right, we did.
We're learning about different cases.
The body.
And I do, like, I enjoy how they're breaking down sort of each section of a law textbook and teaching the students a lesson and viewers a lesson each episode. Like, I think it's going to help us sort of solve this thing in the end.
True.
At least I hope.
I understand.
And they mention that. Like, I know a lot of articles that I've read about this show, they say that there are a lot of clues, exactly like what you're saying, in these episodes. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be so crazy once we figure it out. Like, it's like I'm going to want to go back and watch every single episode and be like, oh my God, we missed that.
No, I'm so going to go back and watch this one. This is probably my hands down favorite episode.
So far, I think it was just so much.
Yeah, well, like Jillian was saying, I really appreciate what they did with the court case. I mean, is like the justice system is more like you're innocent until proven guilty,
or you're guilty until proven guilty.
Well, but I don't.
But I mean, with this, where the stakes are so high, like he's about to be executed, and they prove that like you have to be unbelievably sure that it is them, or like,
but
do
you
do
really
it.
Believe that with our system right now that you're innocent until proven guilty?
Exactly. No, definitely not.
I mean,
there are so many
Annalise
levels.
Proves, yeah, like they framed her, or they framed
the boyfriend,
and it was so easy. That's the thing. Just like you said, he went in on just like circumstances, and he also went out, and it's like. But he went in for that long. It's like you guys didn't even check. It's kind of crazy how that could happen.
Well, but in the same sense, when you have a senator involved, you don't...
Yeah.
Someone says, you do this, sign here, take some money here, do this favor, and then...
And it's all good.
There it is.
Exactly.
Which is crazy, and it's crazy that that's actually... You know, I get that we're watching a television show that's made up, but I feel that that's...
Some
of
it's got to come.
I mean, it's so easy just to look the other way. I mean, that's what these people are doing. They're like, oh, well, we can make these problems go away for you if you just say this.
True.
Like, a lot of people would take them up on that.
True.
Yeah,
true.
Which we see they do. And that lady, she seemed fishy. When Asher was questioning her in the parking garage, there was some...
About her glasses.
Yeah.
She's
like, I know where you're going.
Oh, my God, that was hilarious. Are those prescriptions? Like, yeah, dude. I wear glasses.
Yeah, I got them 2 years ago.
Right.
Which is probably like, 21 years ago was the case. But yeah, and then we have Connor and Michaela still. He's still throwing in those punches.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting a little bit more choppy. Mm-hmm. You know, they're really just fighting amongst themselves, which I actually enjoy the banter that they have with each other. I feel like they are giving each other a good run for their money. They don't know that the trophy's already been given to someone, pretty much.
Connor... Oh, go ahead.
I'm just excited that they've been giving these characters breathing room.
Sure.
Like, we were really intense for the both of them for a while. I feel like everyone's getting sort of like their episode to shine. Obviously, Wes is the major character that's running throughout. Mm-hmm. But like, I needed a Michaela break.
Yeah.
Like, I needed a Connor break. Yeah. I'm happy that this episode was about, you know, Asher focused and nowhere else, because I feel like I would go insane if it was just them just being catty with each other.
Mm-hmm. I do agree with that, Connor definitely had some low blows this episode to Michaela. Talk about her potentially gay husband.
Her fiance.
Let's not go back there. Let her just, but maybe, I feel like that's just going to come back again. I just want to know what that's going to be, because I never was satisfied with that episode, I remember. So it was just really funny how they still have that hate. And I want to know if there's anything more to it than they're just, you know, students who annoy each other.
Well, I think that, Connor?
Connor or Michaela. I mean, all of them have that catty.
That Connor might have gotten maybe his heart broken by Michaela's soon-to-be husband, because he keeps bringing it up over and over and over again, and he had the comments like, I don't do boyfriends, I don't do this, I don't do that. Ooh, so maybe when this guy was at, I forgot his name, Michaela's fiance, does anyone know it off the top of their head? No. But if when he, you know, was just in the experimental, whatever they want to call it, Connor clearly, being someone who still has, you know, relations with men, might have felt something more for that. And he might have been the one that made Connor so on edge about it.
Could be. I mean, I think he just has, like, severe commitment issues. Not necessarily
you don't just get them from people that I've found that people that have commitment issues, it comes from something.
Right.
I could be wrong. But it's
it definitely could have come from something. I just don't know if we'll see her fiance again.
Yeah.
Oh, we definitely will because of the ring. So we're waiting on that. That's going
to
be big.
Okay.
Like, he has to come back into play because of the ring. Like, the ring is everything. Status is everything to her. The dress is everything. Yeah. The wedding is everything.
And they've mentioned it way too many times for it not to come back at all.
Right, right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
in the beginning of this episode, I got mad at the bonfire again. But then I can take that back now. Because usually I'm like, oh, my God, why did they play bonfire? But this was like, I mean, I know they're always revealing new information. But I guess the way they did it this time, they went straight into the information. They showed us a little bit, teased us. It was really cool, because the first couple times I'm like, I don't want to see this fire anymore.
Yeah.
But I definitely got it this time.
And you know what? We saw actually that Asher bought their alibi, because he's laying in the bed and he's like, they went to the bonfire without me. Like, they didn't even invite me.
Oh my
like,
God, I love that part. Yeah. I really did, because like, at least he believes them. Mm-hmm. But go ahead.
Yeah, no, I feel like this one, we always get a snippet of information from that bonfire scene. And we got two tonight. We got that Asher came over because the trophy was missing out of his apartment. We got that he was looking for Michaela. So do they live together? Like, why would when the trophy's gone from his place, he go to her rather than any of the other people? He goes straight to her, thinks she's there, because then she says, I texted him that I was in the library, and he left.
Yeah.
So there's a whole thing happening there.
I don't know what's going on there.
And then he's texting to try and, which we find out later, is he's texting to try and meet up with Bonnie.
Right.
But we see him when we're pulling away in the car. He's standing right in front of the car, and he doesn't see him because he's so involved in this text, which leads me to believe that he actually likes Bonnie. Which is crazy.
Or he finally gets some booty. I don't.
I mean, he's a jerk. I mean,
to get Bonnie,
could probably get booty. Bonnie's she's doing it for some other reason. She's playing with him.
Right. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, she's very.
She's
shifty
weird.
As a
she's very shifty. My gosh, that's perfect.
But she's awesome, because it's like every time you turn around, there she is.
Because I'm like, what is she doing? She always has something about her. It's really weird.
Like, who is Bonnie and who is Frank? Like, it's killing me. There needs to be an episode, and I don't know when it's going to happen. I hope it happens before their winter break, because like I'm going to die.
Yes.
But I need to know. It's every episode where I'm ending it and I'm saying, what the hell is up with Bonnie and who is Frank? And I kind of thought this episode, you know, Frank, I feel like he might have been a PI or maybe like a hitman or something. Mm-hmm. And maybe Annalise defended him, and that's why he is loyal to her, and he does everything that she asks, and he's really good at tracking people. Like, that's not a normal skill that you learn.
But
exactly.
Well, and he mentioned that, too. He mentioned spy in this episode, and he said, I wouldn't be a good spy if I told you. And then we see him going through with planting evidence.
Right.
Yeah. So I feel like maybe, you're on the right track that there's something. I mean, I feel like there's something deeper with everybody.
Of course.
Everyone, we're like, wait, why are they connected? What's happening?
Now that you guys have touched on that, what did you guys think about Nate and how we saw that he knows the information?
He is building a case against her.
He's got a vendetta because he just got fired. Like,
but what does he want? Does he want his job back? Does he want to bring her down?
He wants to bring her down.
Yeah, I think it's strictly revenge because he, I think right now, still believes that Annalise got him fired intentionally.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, I don't know that he just wants, like, that would be too simple that he just wants, like, there's got to be.
He's a simple boy.
No, but I mean, and maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like there's got to be, like, he's setting this up because then he's going to be like, I have all this. If you don't do X, Y, Z, then I'm going to, exploit you. Like, I feel like there's going to be, it's not just going to be like, I'm going to take you to court. I don't know. Who knows? Something with his wife? I don't know. Who knows? Maybe he needs money. She's got cancer. I don't know.
You don't need money and then figure out what family is. Who knows? I don't know.
Maybe he'll use it to blackmail her.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I feel like it's way too straightforward for her just to, like, for him just to take all this evidence and be like, Annalise is lying. Like, he's going to use it to her to get her to do something.
True, but bringing her down would probably be just as terrible, don't you think? Like, it's Annalise.
But then the show's over.
Yeah, you're right. Ooh.
Listen, fans. This week, I have a mission for you.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
I'll award a special trophy next week for anybody that comes up with the best theory. Since we're talking about Nate and Annalise, let's hear your theories on Nate and Annalise specifically. If we can, like, hyper-focus on that and really brainstorm everything we need to know about them, maybe we can actually figure this out, because this is definitely going to be – we're looking at the larger picture right now.
Right.
Even though they're only revealing small things, we find out who the murderer actually is in two episodes, they said, or Seriously? Four episodes?
Two.
So
they said the murder of Sam.
Yes. Yeah. So after that, I feel like everything is just going to come crumbling.
Hit the fan.
So I want to know your theories.
Yeah.
You tell me. You tell us. I'll be checking back.
I'll check in, too.
Yeah.
That means get on your Twitters. Use the hashtag How to Get Away with Murder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hashtag AfterBuzz.
TGIT. Yep.
Exactly.
TGIT. Get on YouTube.
Seriously.
Super fun. We really appreciate all the comments in there. See, I'm very curious about the Nate and Annalise relationship. Me too. But, like, man, I want to know about Bonnie and Frank before I want to know about them.
You know what? I'm confused because
I don't know about Wes, my giraffe. I love him
so much. I love how this is, like, a little bit in the beginning, but I love how when Annalise comes to Wes his apartment and, like, touches a little scratch on the wall and says, "You and Rebecca," and I was like, get out of my apartment. I would have killed her. I'm like, you're too close.
Those are definitely going to be
so
from Rebecca.
So funny. That was uncomfortable.
Yeah, I can't wait until they
There's so get much together. To reveal yeah. still. Like, what are they going to give us? Like, that's the crazy thing. What are they going to give us in the next two episodes? What are we going to have to wait for? Oh, I'm going to be so mad if I don't have some answers.
Like, I feel like, I mean, they're giving you two episodes of amazing. They know exactly how to do this. I mean, we know that Shonda knows how to write her stuff. I mean, look at this episode, you guys. Like, it's literally building on something every episode. It's awesome. So I feel like, I mean, we should be in for something good.
Oh, of course.
As far as I think.
I just want to know if we're going to get all the juice. I don't think we're going to get all the juice. We might get some of the juice.
Not all of it.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
She'd never give us too much, I guess.
I don't know. Listen, it's like Shonda is the puppet master, and these writers, guys, if you're not following the How to Get Away with Murder Twitter account for the writers, they have their own account. They release photos and different things throughout the week. Yeah. It's amazing. But, like, again, like, there are some talented people backing this show and really putting their all in. And then, you know, Shonda gets that final stamp of approval, and then she just sits back and she watches it all happen.
She's like, I don't know, man.
I might have to say, and I don't. I know that I don't watch Scandal. I am not caught up, and everyone kills me about that. But I am rolling my eyes. I'm going to be bold and go out and say this is the best show that she's got on Thursday night. Better than Grease. Come on.
See, and that's the weird thing. I started watching Grey's again, so it is better. But Grey's is 11 seasons in, so it's had such amazing seasons. How to Get Away with Murder is only one season.
I watched Grey's for the first, 6 seasons.
Yeah, you didn't love it?
I did, but it's like I could watch it tomorrow or tonight or whenever it's on, and I could be like, okay, cool. So this one's with this one, and this one's with this one, and this is happening. Cool, I'm back.
Yeah, that's the point. It's so like, I need to know what happened.
Like, this show, it's like you miss one episode, and you're like, wait, what happened?
But you can't even compare. Agreed. Like, you can't even compare.
I know. I'm not trying to. I'm just saying. It's my favorite new show ever.
You know, like, Grey's tugs at the heartstrings. It's very emotional.
Right, yes.
Scandal, it's a little bit of a roller coaster. And you're also into
the
love.
Throwing up on.
Yeah, you're, like, into the love story.
Right.
And into, like, the freaky part of her job.
Yeah.
And this, it's just, like, our minds are blown every episode.
Yeah. See, I like that, though. I think that's just what it is for me. Like, I like my mind to get blown. I like to be like, what's happening?
Right.
I don't understand. I want to know.
It's crazy. So what did you guys think about Annalise's decision to the way she brought Rebecca back in terms of planting?
Because,
we're going to have to, like, eventually face the fact that, is it Griffith?
Yeah.
Griffin.
That he's going to have to do with this.
Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not, I was happy but really sad because I know this is going to blow up on him at
Griffin.
Least.
As soon as she picked up that picture, I kind of knew that that's what was happening. I was just like, she needs to find somebody to do this because she knows that Wes has too much information. But it's almost like now if Nate ever goes to Wes or like there's, I don't know, like something else is going to happen in there. Like, but she knows.
Nate Wes.
Well, yeah,
I know.
And Wes
Nate
is sort of Wes. In the middle of everything.
And like Nate
because
keeps.
He knows about the affair. So like,
oh my gosh, he does.
Like he's literally
Nate
the only one that can like keep them at bay.
She needs to get him killed. I'm kidding.
Nate or Wes?
Wes. It's not
Wes isn't
going to
die. But it's funny too to me how Nate kept saying, "I'm going to go to the police. I'm going to go to the police." The only really police figure that we've got in this is Nate,
mm-hmm.
and he seems to be in the know too.
That's funny. Ooh,
so I don't know. The two of their paths cross.
Also, can I get a Wes backstory besides that he's poor?
Exactly.
Well, and Wes already
know
saw
poor
Nate.
For sure?
We don't even
I think
know.
We'll get that
yeah.
soon. Maybe.
But like,
maybe next.
Come on.
Oh, you
like,
know
it's been enough.
It's, yeah.
Wes is actually sorry. Wes is gonna know. Is gonna think that Nate's pissed because Wes saw her and Nate hooking up. So
beginning.
Wes is gonna be like, he's just making this up because he's pissed that Annalise is still with Sam.
Because he doesn't know what happened. He doesn't know what went down between them.
But that's how I feel this show. Like, that happened in the first episode, I think. Like, that's how this show is so going to come back around full circle.
Gosh.
Oh, my God.
Love it.
I think we hit on everything.
I think we did. We hit on a lot. Is there anything else?
We forgot to hit on the...
Go ahead.
You know, I know you guys think black people need to be on this panel. Hi. just keep praying that I come on back. No, I'm totally kidding. This was kind of an accident, but I hope my perspective helped in any way.
Yeah.
Well, we're happy to have you here.
Thanks,
Thaddeus couldn't make it tonight. You know, and then we have different
That's the
people
other black
all
person,
the time.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, just double checking.
It's not about that. We all have good opinions.
But
hopefully
we love
you
guys
and
know
we
that.
Love that show. But yeah, anything else before we wrap up? I mean, like every week we kind of have a full show of predictions, kind of. But
right.
Is there anything else that's like lingering on that you're like, oh my God, this is going to happen? Anything else you guys think?
I want to know if Connor ever gets back with his boy toy and like what happens with that.
Okay. Well, we do see that.
We did see it last time. We saw that like they are separated until
he goes
back.
Right.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. But I want to know if there's anything in between that. I don't want that to be the next time I see him. I wonder if they pass each other. Anything else. I don't know. I think he's a really fun character. So
the IT guy?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really liked him.
He's very like emotional.
I want to know why Annalise is screaming at Rebecca in the promo. I think she called. I don't know if she calls her a whore, but she's like.
I think she's testing her. Don't you think?
Do you think?
Yeah. That's so mean.
Testing her for motivation.
Yes,
like you watched the murder happen.
Yeah.
You wanted this.
Do you think she slept with Sam too, Rebecca?
Ew.
No.
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
Hey, Sam,
that's too much.
Sam's getting around.
Sam does get around.
He is nasty.
I just want more Annalise. I cannot get enough. I think she's such a complex character. Like it's crazy to see her in the courtroom steamroll. Like a senator.
My gosh.
Yeah.
And then she's breaking down in tears to her husband who's cheating on her. like, I need you. You know, it's such a deep character. It's so conflicted. I want that to unravel a little bit more.
Yeah, and I think it will. Like, we've seen that the past couple episodes with her, like, taking off all the makeup and getting super vulnerable in a way to her. Like, there's definitely something. But we were talking about it in the trailer. I forget. I think, Jillian, maybe it was you that brought it up, that she mentions that she was the mistress to his first marriage. So maybe he saved her somehow.
Well,
from
he caught
something.
Her at a weak moment. That's what she said. I was weak, you know, when we met. And
but we don't know what that means.
And who knows? Maybe he made her what she is today. We don't know when that happened. Mm-hmm. It could have been when they were young. It could have been 10 years ago. We have no timeline to their love.
We don't, but him making her, I don't see it. He's weak to me. He's pathetic, honestly. I can't see him having enough.
Listen,
you know
she's
I mean?
A great liar, so those tears.
But in the
could
same sense,
fake.
I mean,
we
with
have
a,
no idea.
I mean, with a lot of people too, you know, that when they have their game face on and when they're at work and when they're doing stuff, they can do that. But when they actually come home, you see the real person and they're a disheveled mess.
Yeah.
No, definitely. And it was interesting to note that during that moment, she had her makeup on and she kind of snapped back to, this is game time.
Right.
Because,
right.
like, many times she does take it off, especially with him, with Sam, and she does get vulnerable.
Yeah.
But this time she didn't. So I'm wondering
I
if
I love
if
that. I love that good. Connection.
You wonder if we have a
you
lot
if
to
she's
talk about.
Playing him.
Yeah.
She's definitely playing
I think
him.
So.
But to what extent?
Oh, my gosh. She's so playing him.
I'm in love with
you
her.
You guys just, like,
I love her
that's
so
good.
Much.
That's
she's
good.
My favorite actress, I think, ever.
I love it.
We're going to have fun this week.
Yeah,
we on YouTube and
yeah,
iTunes.
Sure. We
I'm
would
excited.
Love to have some of you on our show. If any of you guys out there, Bonnie, Frank, anyone, Annalise, Connor,
Bonnie,
I mean,
Clyde.
We know you guys are super busy right now, but come on our show too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that about wraps up the show. Where can the people find you guys?
You guys can find me at JB_Zimmerman on Twitter and Instagram.
You guys can check me out on Twitter and Instagram as well at One Take Space and at LiveNaomi.com.
Perfect. Well, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jillian Leff, my website, JillianLeff.com, Facebook, Jillian Leff Official, and I also host American Horror Story on Wednesdays at 8:30 on AfterBuzz.com.
Sweet. You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at I am Steph Z with an F. I actually need you guys to go there right now. There's a link on my bio. I need some votes for this video I put up, so throw me a vote. And we will see you guys next week.
Nice.
Yeah.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.